Ladies and gentlemen, this is 10 dozen minutes of Gen Con preparation with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead, as per usual.
I'm Jake. And I was afraid that you were somebody other than Mr. Skullhead, because that wasn't a mashup.
No. Sometimes, instead of playing all mashups, I play All They Might Be Giants.
Oh. I never really liked that song. It was my least favorite thing on that EP.
Huh. See, it's one of the few of the, like, Flansburgh kind of straight-up rocker songs that I actually enjoy.
Huh.
But that's just a good little collection of songs. It's On Dean and Mrs. Train and that weird disco Hotel Detective sequel.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
Did you? Because it has high singing and disco.
You know? I don't have any problem with that.
Oh, okay.
The hook of that, I don't think it was the money, she never cared about expensive things part, like, that's an awesome hook.
Yeah. And just getting more of that story.
I like falsetto.
I prefer real Edo. It's hard to get. Hard to be sure.
So what have you been up to? Working on your hizzy?
Yeah, my mom and dad came to visit this weekend, and my father helped me fix the roof, the leaking bit over the nursery, so that should be all taken care of now, and just various other things around the house that I probably could have done given the time to do it, but together we did them real quick, and
no, I see.
So that's nice. We can actually
start to do the fix the roof.
Kind of cut a groove into the siding and put a metal cover over it and kind of tar that in, and then we replace the shingles all the way up. That it's where the siding meets the pitched roof where the dormer window is, and somebody decided that the best way to keep water out of there was just to put a whole bunch of caulk in there.
Huh.
Which just, you know, usually sticking my caulk in something is a good way to solve a problem, but not in this particular case, because it just stretched and cracked and leaks like a sieve.
I have a similar leak in one of the upstairs bedrooms here where one of the little gables is. And it was a thing they caught on the inspection, and they told the people that they had to fix it, and they slapped some ugly ass flashing up there and tarred all around the edges of that, so there's these giant silver patches totally visible on the roof that also didn't stop it from leaking the next time it rained.
Huh.
So it's actually been raining some here.
Got to get yourself a contractor.
And I don't know, I just haven't wanted to deal with it. There's also the crazy leak from wherever, the top of the... It rains from the top of one of the downstairs doorways that's inside a wall that goes all the way up to the top of the second story.
Oh, so, great.
No fucking clue where the water is coming in. Air conditioner quit working on Saturday.
Correct.
The upstairs air conditioner stopped working, so we had to get somebody out to fix that. But met the world's coolest contractor. My wife thinks he's gay, and that's why I like him so much.
Well, you know. That would do.
It turned out to not be that big of a deal. Everything was all frozen up because the refrigerant was low, and also there was some condensation line that got clogged up. And so I came home, and it was like 95 degrees upstairs, and there was an inch of water in the downstairs pantry.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck? All the cold air turned into water and flooded my pantry. There must be a wizard here. But yeah, it turns out that everything just froze up because of the low refrigerant, and a pocket knife scraping out some PVC pipe fixed the water problem.
Isn't it weird that a lack of refrigerant would make it freeze up?
Well, the thing is that it was the pressure inside the system was getting too low, so it was getting too cold around the coil. So yeah, you'd think, right? But no. I learned a lot about how the air conditioner works and where everything is here, so. Not that I will ever be able to apply that to actually fixing anything myself in the future, but I might at least know what's wrong next time I have to call someone.
Yeah, that's kind of groovy.
Anything else going on? Anything that might be of interest to our listeners who are not middle-aged men?
Right. I just bought No More Heroes for the Wii.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't started playing it yet, but we'll see.
I borrowed
it
from Riff and played through the first couple of levels.
Any good?
It was all right. It wasn't the kind of thing I saw myself really getting into, so I just took it back to him. I just kind of wanted to see what it was like. Any game where you save by pooping is okay by me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It uses the Wiimote as a telephone, which is kind of cool.
Wow. The places your imagination will take you.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just thinking, like, when I think about playing video games, I think, I want this video game to simulate something that I can do fairly easily myself.
Right. I mean, you know, your character on screen gets a call from the cell phone and the voice is coming out of the thing in your hand.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I admit it.
I'm sort of... It irritates me that the speaker in that thing is such piss-poor quality. Like, I don't understand why they did that. You know, like, when you're playing Zelda, I like the fact that the do-do-do-do-do-do-do comes out of the thing in your hand, because it's like, ooh, that's surprising and different, but I don't like the fact that you'd probably be better off with, like, a tin can on a string tied to your Wii.
It sounds a lot better if you turn it down a little bit.
I didn't even know there was a volume control.
Yeah, you have to do it. It's in one of the menus deep in the Wii system stuff, but yeah, it sounds way better if you just half the volume, because then it's not fuzzing out.
I got the Homestar Runner game today. That came out. I played about half an hour of it. It seemed pretty cool. There's a little make your own team girl squad mini game where you give them different items that cause different things to happen, and the goal is to kill them all as quickly as possible.
Huh. I haven't been into Homestar Runner in 4 or 5 years, I think.
The game would probably not bring you back. It's so far, from what I've seen, it's just sort of more of the same. Only delivered a little more slowly, because the things where there's a segue where, you know, Strong Bad leaves his computer and then is suddenly somewhere else talking to another character, you actually have to do all the walking. So I'm not going to say anything bad about it, though, because it's cool. And, you know, they never made no frigging game before, so. Yeah. Trying to think what else. I haven't seen any movies or read any books or played any other interesting games in a while.
Oh, I've most of the way through the Firefly series.
Oh, yeah? You've never watched it?
No, I had never seen any of it, and we're still like 3 episodes from the end of the episodes that there are, but we watched Serenity anyway, and goddamn, that was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I liked the series a lot more than I liked the movie, actually.
I really enjoyed the movie. I'd have to say that, you know, it's not going to be the same feel, but it was damn close. And some of the battle scenes and whatnot were pretty breathtaking. For considering he's a first-time director, doing those space battles in complete 3D space the way that he did.
Yeah. I did not care for all of the exposition, you know, the River, don't you remember? You're my sister. You were captured by the government. Don't you remember that?
That didn't happen.
They experimented. Yeah, they did.
I just watched it yesterday.
The first few minutes of the movie, there is specifically a scene where he says to her, "You're my sister," just so that the audience will know that she's his sister. And it was like, okay. Like, there is...
He says that because she's completely out of her mind at that point, though.
Okay, but...
I thought it was actually kind of graceful to open with that series of, like, expository voiceovers and passages that all ended up coming into the operative guy watching the security footage of River being rescued.
It just seemed a little forced.
Well, it seemed necessary that they had to do that for a movie, but since they had to do it, I thought that was pretty elegant. Plus, we hadn't seen Simon Break River out of there, so that was neat.
I guess my question is, isn't there, maybe it's at the end of the series. I could have sworn you had seen that.
Maybe it is in one of them that I haven't seen.
I don't actually remember. It was a couple of years ago, and I just sort of watched them all over the course of about 3 days, and then watched Serenity. But I don't know. I'm not entirely sure that I think that exposition is necessary, because I feel like the movie could stand on its own, and they could sort of, you know, the whole show not tell thing. Like,
aside from that, though.
Oh, sure.
So it was some pretty solidly bitchin' fight scenes, and it was nice to see those characters doing the same thing again. Like, that's what's going to get me about Firefly, is I have 3 more episodes to watch, and then there's not going to be any more of it, and that's going to make me sad.
Yeah, it's a damn dirty shame.
All right, Dal, you want to jump into the questions before people get annoyed at us for just talking about nonsense the entire time?
I would
gather the one person who wouldn't be annoyed at us for doing that is the guy who does the transcripts.
Yeah.
Because he can just put, like, bracket talking about Joss Whedon.
Yeah. Let's see. Some of these questions are, I think, directed at some people from last week. Safe for Work says, Dear Jick, why can the Naughty Sorceress still block items / skills when I've chloroformed her down? Mr. Skullhead, I choose you. Narrative justification attack. Go!
I missed half of the question, though.
Go. Dear Jick, why can the Naughty Sorceress still block items and skills when I've chloroformed her down?
Magic.
That's true. She is very magical.
She sees that you're coming. Before she starts the combat, she puts certain magical safeguards in place that assure she is still able to block some of your attacks, even when unconscious, from a gas balloon or chloroform, that kind of stuff.
Not like her military anti-rape training?
That would be hilarious, but no.
Yes, it would be hilarious.
Hoo-ah.
I wonder if roofies work on her. No, roofies don't stun. Thorfinn Skullcleaver says, will there ever be an area that is a parody of CERN?
What's CERN?
I don't think so. CERN is like a European Organization for Nuclear Research.
Hmm. Oh, with they're the ones doing the Large Hadron Collider. That they need to hurry up and start, and we can all see if it's going to burn the world down or not.
That'd be awesome if it burned the world down. It wouldn't be. It would be awesome if it burned the world down and we got to watch, but then we could like rewind it, you know?
Yeah.
Because if it were to destroy the world, I'd like to see what that looks like.
Yeah, from space, though. Like, from another world real close by, maybe?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's that.
Earth Mark 2.
But if you were watching it from space and you screamed, nobody would be able to hear you scream, that is awesome!
Right.
In space, nobody can hear you clap.
You know, that is something that really got me with Serenity. With Firefly, actually, and much less so in Serenity. The spaceships don't make noise.
Yeah.
Unless they're in an atmosphere. Which they didn't do that for Serenity unless we assume that giant space battle took place, like that sound can travel in the ion cloud or whatever they were in.
Right.
But that was a nice touch.
I feel like you could do some tricks by having all of the shots theoretically be interior to some ship. I don't know. I remember, I'm sure that's the kind of thing that people talked about on the internet a lot.
Yeah.
Whether it was a good idea for him to do that or not. Let's see. Looking through, got a lot of bad messages. Chemistron says, Dear Jake, can you please retell the story of the MTV show that starred a guy that built a giant bronze statue of his dad fucking his mom in the ass, or something to that effect? That was the Tom Green show. You can look up the story on the internet, because I'm sure that's the kind of thing people would write about on the internet. I don't know. Do you hate Tom Green?
With passion.
Okay. Telling you, you just need to watch Freddy Got Fingered about 10 more times.
Than the 0 times I've watched it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I can't stand him in a way that like Sacha Baron Cohen doesn't bother me. I think it's just because he, like, there wasn't even a pretense at being funny. He was just kind of fucking with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was supposed to be inherently funny, which it's just kind of not.
Well, arguably, Sacha Baron Cohen has redeeming social merit too, right? Although, I honestly don't think that, like, getting people to sing along, you know, with some anti-Semitic song that you're making up is actually exposing the deep anti-Semitism that's present in every person.
No, it's more exposing that people won't really think about what they're singing when they're trying to be polite. And
yeah. It's a little, I don't know. I feel like the more I learn about Sacha Baron Cohen, the more I hear him talk out of character, the sort of more I'm like, eh, come on, man.
Maybe that's why he did all those interviews in character. Maybe he kind of secretly knows that he's kind of a douchebag.
I don't think he's a douchebag.
No, I've never actually heard him interviewed. I'm going based on what you were saying. Maybe he knows that.
But he's just, like, really, really serious about Judaism, and it like, I think in a way he is trying to, like, expose anti-Semitism where there isn't any.
Huh.
I have a weird relationship with anti-Semitism. It's such a fundamental part of me, but you know, it's not really.
I don't understand it.
He got mad at me because my custom title wasn't always up. He gave me the Saturday only discount pork swastika as a custom title. But I wrote a thing finally because I had enough custom titles that other people had given me to randomly select a custom title for me every time I log in.
Oh, cool.
So it rotates.
In space.
So let's see. Pasta La Vista Baby says, used a champagne popper on 3 monsters in a row in the same zone, encountered monsters again before 5 turns up. Glitch or intentional to discourage multi-popper abuse? Well, you can only have one monster poppered at a time. Anything that scares a given monster off, we only store one value for the monster that's scared off by that particular thing. So you just... popping a new monster pushes the other one off the stack.
Oh. I mean, I knew that.
Right.
I love it when people ask questions that I've been wondering about.
What's that?
That particular question was one that I had wondered about.
I see. Yeah. Mr. McMally says, KOL mobile, you know, on a cell phone, would be the ultimate high.
And KOL mobile while snowboarding and drinking Mountain Dew and eating the puffer fish that might kill you if it's not prepared right.
And snorting coke off of the naked stripper that you also ate the sushi off of.
Right. I don't know. I feel like there should at least, you know, be some kind of disinfecting process between the sushi and the cocaine. Let's have some degree of standards here, you know. Live big, but...
Are there really places where you can eat sushi off of naked women?
Yeah, there are places in Minneapolis and Phoenix that you can do that.
Really?
Yeah, some of them it's a naked woman covered in saran wrap, which is more like looking at a naked woman and eating sushi off of saran wrap, but... so some of them, yeah, totally.
That's... how do you find a place like that? Because I'm going, like, tonight.
Let's see, Phoenix... I'll find some for you.
What website are you looking on to find this? EatinStuffOffNakedWomen.com.
You search for Naked Sushi Phoenix. But
I was like, local.EatinStuffOffNakedWomen.com.
Well, yeah, EatinStuffOffNakedPeople.CityPages.com.
Okay. Humpty says, you know what's really gay? K-Bay. It's just full of people trying to sell gift items. Why are Lothers so obsessed with stuffies? I don't know. I think people want them because we don't want people to trade them. That makes people want to buy them. It's like forbidden fruit.
Hmm.
You know, it's like when your grandpa tells you not to go through the trapdoor into the attic and look in the antique steamer trunk. Suddenly that's all you want to do.
True that.
And then you open it up and it's just filled with poison gas. And then you understand why he told you not to look in there, and why he kept his poison gas in the steamer trunk.
Man, okay. So I thought I found
it's
you some
Cleveland steamer trunk.
Oh Lord, I thought I had found you a sushi place in Phoenix that did naked sushi, but this was actually a review of a of the naked sushi place in Minneapolis with a comment at the bottom that said, wow, I hope something like this comes to Phoenix.
I see.
I hope that someday Phoenix can rock as hard as Minneapolis.
Have you ever actually been to one?
No, I haven't. I just know, you know, all that stuff.
You're intimately familiar with the sex trade of everywhere that you've ever lived, just in case.
Just in case I need some spare change.
Final Titus says, on Jick's Tech TV interview, you look creepy as... Never mind. Yeah, that was terrible. And I wish it wasn't on YouTube.
No, it's not so terrible that it's devoid of interest.
I guess.
It's slightly embarrassing, but I think that most people who watch it end up being more embarrassed on your behalf because the host is so unknowledgeable about the game.
Mm. Yeah.
You do all right. You're doing good.
Uh-huh. I had a couple of drinks before I went on, but then they had me sitting around for 2 hours. I should have had, like, 8 drinks and then taken some more drinks with me. That would have been fine.
Well, I'm still cringing when people link to the Wandering Goblin interview because of the beginning where I do all 6 character classes because I'm just unable to stop myself.
Well, you know, it's... Alright, okay. That a little awkward. What I think is funny is that the sign quits working halfway through the interview.
Right.
That was what embarrassed me.
There was that, yeah.
No, you came off really well in that interview. I thought that was great. The Escapist article, I was pretty excited about, too.
That was really well written. In addition,
he misquoted me about something awful. Like, we never were actually on the front page of something awful, but, you know, whatever.
I think there was one thing that was attributed to you that I said or something, but that was an amazing article. It's nice to see some full-on journalism with the game.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, plenty of the other articles were...
Oh, sure.
Journalistic, but that one especially so.
What's weird is that it came out right when a bunch of stuff that was spawned by Comic-Con happened, even though it was in the works. We did that interview 2 weeks before Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know when you did yours.
Probably right around the same time, because I think he was bouncing some of your answers off of me and vice versa.
Oh, I see. Because I know I was in San Diego when I did the phone interview. Anyway, Little Marcus says, why only 40 adventures a day for rollover? Can't you change it to, like, 50? But then somebody will write, why only 50 adventures a day for rollover? Can't you change it to, like, 60? And then somebody will do 60 to 70, and somebody will do 70 to 80, and it's a slippery slope, man. Eventually you'll be getting 10 million adventures per day at rollover, and nobody will ever be able to finish playing their turns.
See, I was thinking that person would say, raise it to 50, and then you'd get messages saying, why can't you raise it to 60? And you'd also get messages saying, you have ruined my life because now I have to play 10 more turns every day, you bastard.
Yeah. Jack Vermicelli says, if it's not possible for personalized mugs to be kept, could narrative be added to account for this, e.g. it breaks, you throw it out, etc.? There is narrative in the message where you get the cup. Let me look. Let me make absolutely sure that is true, first of all. But I definitely thought of it. Scroll down until I find a cup. I might not have a cup. I might have gotten rid of all of my cups. No. Okay. It looks like Riley tried to send you a personalized coffee mug, but it got broken into pieces in transit. As near as you can tell, this is what it used to look like. And then a picture of the mug.
Huh.
So, done! Gimisif says, awesome game, folks. Can't wait to hear how y'all try to pronounce my name. Thanks for keeping me entertained while in Bogota, Colombia. Bogota! Bogota.
Where is that?
Thank you, Gimisif. I don't know if that's something backwards or anagrammed or... Little Mark also says, have you beaten the very last level of Tron? I have. I have a screenshot to prove it. No, I don't think I've even made it to the last level of Tron. Not sure I knew there was a last level of Tron. I figured it was one of those things where it just kept getting harder and faster until no one could play it. Necro says, if you gold plate stakes, it'll rot in the middle and be all like nasty jewelry, and it'll be a new type of damage in-game. It can be called disgusting damage. There's already stench, basically that. Penguin4111 says, so I jumped off a boat with a root beer. The only thing keeping me afloat was my root beer float.
That's not even a joke.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of a joke. That is a black hole that sucks in comedy.
Yeah.
And spits out fail.
I don't think that I can say anything else after that.
I don't think I can say anything else ever. Thanks, Penguin.
Cherry Pie says, you should make a quest based off of Doctor Who. I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
Did you ever
get into Doctor Who?
The only single thing I've seen of Doctor Who is the TV movie that was supposed to launch the American series, which apparently was so horrible that it didn't spawn a series, but I thought it was good because I had no basis for comparison.
Every time I tried as a youth to watch the original series, it just seemed really boring. And I watched one episode of the new one, and it seemed just so sort of silly that it was not something that I was at all interested in. I watched the first one, and I just didn't care to watch the second one.
I'd be interested in seeing some of it. The problem is the whole completist aspect of it. Like, I'd like to read X-Men comics, but I'd want to start with the first storyline. Like, and with Doctor Who, there's just so freaking much of it to watch. And I don't know if I could... I could maybe just try and watch a couple of episodes at random, but I don't know.
I could... I need to start watching those Twilight Zones that I got.
I want...
Maybe I'll print out, like, a checklist. So that I can remember which ones I've seen. Let's see. Captain Kirk says, I can't search in the mall for the Grimoire of Tasteful Gifts because every time I type a double quote, it gets converted into two single quotes. Please fix. I'm going to leave myself a note about that. That little issue right there. Do we still have one of those radio show to-do list threads? Yeah, we do. A lot of things from that last one have been fixed, but yep. Okay, so noted. The wiki is getting slower and slower. I think I might need to actually do some do a pass over that code for efficiency's sake. Now that there are several hundred entries in it,
does that mean I need to get some lamb's blood and paint it on the door jams of the things that I want to keep in there?
Oh no! I don't need to trim anything.
But you're just
writing
a code over.
Such that it's not doing hundreds of queries every time I pull the thing up.
I was just going for the Passover joke.
Passover
celebrates the night that the angel of death came.
Yeah, no, I know. Did I say Passover?
Yeah, you said you needed to do a Passover of the. Yeah.
Okay.
So I figured that I needed to. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That was. I get it. Southwest says, out of curiosity, when was the last time anyone went through the spelling/grammar errors thread in the forums?
Today.
All right.
I went through... The last time I had checked it was about December 17th.
Yeah, yikes. Yeah.
Sometime in March, I logged in and did the current page, whatever it was at that time, but now I've gone through everything I hadn't looked at before, and I've made a new typo thread for you, and I fixed everything that I could.
Okay. And then I talked to Hot Stuff. He went through and fixed a few things, too. So you marked out the ones that you fixed?
No, that list is just a list of things I couldn't fix.
Oh, okay.
Some of them may already be fixed just because it's been so long. That, you know, sometimes just something gets complained about long enough that it just gets fixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
DOES apostrophe NT, huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, I will go through those when I get a chance. But yeah. Where was this? says, a temporary man says, "Woo, Scorched Earth. Haven't played it in years, and I miss my Mervs and Funky Bombs." Did you ever get into Scorched Earth when we were in high school?
Which one was that?
It was the little tank game where you put in an angle and a velocity, but it had all kinds of special weapons that you could buy and stuff.
I think so. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. It was a very, very fancy tank game. I played the shit out of that in that Conquest game that was just basically like Risk with a variety of different maps. That game was awesome.
That was fun. It seems like I should still have that somewhere on my computer, but yeah.
I'm sure, you know, there's like, K-Dice online is kind of fun because it's basically the same thing. Let's see. A temporary man says, "Why wouldn't you want stuff to tangle up in your Jacob/Bob Marley watch chain? Free stuff." Yeah, I'll leave that as an exercise to the list. Licordianacci links to something on the sneeze. What was it? Oh, okay. It's a statue that looks like a little boy having sex with a little girl when he's actually just holding her up to get a drink at the fountain.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch, physically and mentally. She's a good 3 feet above where his dick would be.
Or maybe he just has a huge dick. Does it look like he's a black kid?
He's kind of bronze.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means.
Let's see. Cyber34 says, "Should Hobopolis food/booze court stuff be affected by Ode to Booze and the Got Milk effect?" No. I mean, maybe it should be, but it's not right now. Personal Robot Jesus says, "Will we ever see a damn Gina chat effect?" What, you know, I don't remember what the idea... I know that you vetoed the chat effect for Black Candy Hearts, but I don't remember what it was. Do you happen to remember what we were talking about doing with that?
No.
I'm sure it was something deeply offensive. It wasn't that... You didn't veto it because it was offensive. You vetoed it because it wasn't funny.
Yeah, it was supposed to give a chat effect that would kind of getify speech. And then that kind of made me...
Did it? I can't imagine. I can't remember what it was. I feel like it must have been something pretty simple.
Well, people started talking about it, about the various things that you would change for the filter, and I just got less and less comfortable with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I thought for a Black Candy Heart, it should just be that no matter what message you put on it, it's illegible. It's just black.
I see. I kind of like the no matter what you put, it says damn Gina.
Right.
Linguini says, "How come I lose some of my skills in battle in bird form? Any skill that is not given to you by a piece of equipment that you're wearing cannot be used in bird form or any other future shapeshift."
Hmm.
Linguini Lad says, "Real heroes know that littering isn't cool."
That's
what
true.
What about my favorite superhero, Garbage Man? You get it?
Yeah.
Like the word Garbage Man, I'm acting like that's a superhero name?
That's hilarious. Okay. I always thought the Trash Can Man was a great superhero. You know, from The Stand. Really noble guy.
Frankenbean says, "I was staring at my trophy case today and noted that something was bugging me. I finally realized that the Gadget Inspector trophy was different than the other trophies and that the holes in the key were black. Unlike other trophies that just have gaps or space in them, this trophy's holes were blacked out. Just thought I'd throw that out there in case you don't have enough to do." Huh. That would probably bother me too if I know it was supposed to be a different key because it has like a clockwork key coming out of the side of it. I would have assumed that the key was black, though.
You assume that everybody's black.
I guess that's true. And that everybody lives in a castle.
Right.
Those are my two weaknesses. Simeon says, "When will I be able to put shimmering rainbow sand into an empty Cloaca Cola bottle when you find both of those objects in real life?" It always seemed like that whole making art out of different colors of sand in little glass containers was going to be really cool, but then it invariably was not.
I always enjoyed doing it, but the one time that I knocked one off of a shelf and saw it roll around and then all the sand got all mixed together, I was kind of done with it. It's like, well, anything that I spend that much time on, that much time being 10 minutes, can't be that fragile.
I remember going to something when I was a kid and making one of those and also making something out of some little pumpkin, like a, you know, a pumpkin that was maybe 4 inches in diameter and 2 inches tall. And setting both of those little pieces of art on the headboard of my bed, and then the pumpkin, like a month later, had rotted and ruined the woodwork on the headboard. Which is weird, because you don't expect a little bitty pumpkin like that. I feel like I've seen those in, like, completely dried out displays of autumn bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I think they have to do something to them first, to, like, shellac them or something.
I see. Then there was just this fucked up ruin spot on my bed for, like, the next 10 years. And every time I saw it, I was like, that fucking pumpkin. I don't know where that headboard is now. I don't know if I ever ended up with that in Phoenix or not. Anyways, you know. So we can either talk about fixing our house or we can reminisce about our childhood furniture.
Right.
Maybe that's just me.
That's riveting. We could talk about our old Levi's jeans, because those are riveting, too.
They're riveted.
Yeah, that's true.
Southwest says, war hippie spies in the wartime frat house don't seem to be stench-aligned. Is there a reason for this? Probably an oversight, unless somebody decided narratively that they had covered up their stench in an effort to better blend in.
I'm just going to say yes.
That somebody decided that?
Yeah.
Linkmaster says, display which custom outfit pieces are missing when trying to equip. Doesn't it already? I know it'll display the list. It'll display the names of pieces of equipment that you don't meet the stat requirements for. Huh. I would have thought that that message also applied when the items were missing, but I don't know for sure. Somebody confirm that. Somebody tell me. John Zay says, the altars in the Hidden City cost an adventure when you place the correct sphere in them. However, this is not indicated anywhere. The button doesn't have a 1, the altar image doesn't have a 1, and the Hidden City image doesn't have a 1. I found this something that he wasn't going to finish a sentence about, apparently. Let me fix that. Hidden City. We got an altar thing, the round. What's the name of that action submission? Action equals round thing. Place something in the depression. Place round object thusly space percent 1%. Build hiddencity.php. Push hiddencity.php. Okay. Now that is indicated. Thank you. Who was that? Who said that? Who said that? John Zay. John Zay said that. D.S. Nockham says, most of the normal leaderboards are now well below 1,000 turns. Gonna lower Ronin? I'll think about it, now that that's the case.
Are you really going to consider doing that?
What's that?
Is that seriously a consideration?
We did it last time.
Yeah, yeah. But,
I mean, they started out
saying, like, no, we're not doing that again, regardless.
It doesn't matter once that... I don't think that I ever said we weren't going to do it again. It really doesn't matter once the competitive runs are all below the existing... Once you can't get on a leaderboard outside of Ronin, it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of an inconvenience to casual players, you know? So right. Minimizing that inconvenience to whatever extent we can is I think, a good thing to do. But I don't know if the... I mean, the thing is, all of the normal leaderboards need to be below 900 turns before it makes sense to lower Ronin to 900, yeah. Right? It's not about being below 1,000, because then we just would have... The same problem if they're not below 900, you know. Unless I'm not going to say you're in Ronin for 975 turns, you know. So Frankenbean says, I seem to remember a reason for the mall searches only returning 10 unique items when searching, but I can't seem to remember what it was. It seems that the limit of 10 is kind of a pain, considering that a search for a potion doesn't really return all the potions in the game nowadays. You know, it does if you limit the total number of things that are going to be displayed. You can't get a whole bunch of items and list, like, all of them that are in the mall, but if you do a search for potion and say show only the cheapest one prices... No, wait. No, never mind. I guess you still only get 10. Maybe I just intended to change it so that it would give more than 10 if... Like, the number... Okay, so, like, have it limit the number of results that can be displayed to, like, 200 items, but if you're showing the cheapest 20, then that means you can see 10 items, but if you're showing the cheapest 5, then you can see 20 items. You know, that kind of thing.
That would make sense.
Or, you know, not if you're only showing the cheapest... I really want to revamp the way that the... mall search works on the back end and have that cheapest X be the default method of search, because the having that checkbox and the little text box there, what I think I can do is kind of automatically do that. Like, if you search for something very unspecific, it's going to give you the cheapest one of a whole bunch of items. But if you search for something, if your search only yields one item ID, it might show you 100 of them in the mall. You know, rather, just have it kind of pick a behavior that's going to give you the samest result set rather than letting you customize it. And then if people did want to customize it, we could put in, you know, sort of documented search shortcuts and stuff. Because there are some of those now, but at least, you know, the thing with the quotes or whatever. That's undocumented. There's a bunch of stuff we can do on dev that there probably isn't any reason not to allow people to do it on their live servers, but whatever. Grimtooth says, now that the plinth puzzle is solved, any idea on what to do with altar fragments at Rainbow Sands, or are they just there? They're just there. You can auto-sell them for a lot, so it's not like they're... You know, we intended for them to basically be worthless in terms of, you know, I mean, they were worthless as soon as the idol was found. You know, the solution of the plinth puzzle doesn't really need to change anything with them.
Pablo Bonk says, for the love of God, why is my bookshelf still floating in limbo? Is there a reason you don't want to put grass beneath it? Not a big problem, just curious. It actually is floating in limbo.
Now, it needs to be moved. The trouble is there are three things that can go over there now, and there are two. I have freed up two spaces in the campground, and I know what I'm going to do to free up the other space. It's just that I need to actually do it. I need to change the feng shui to be a thing that you get that works like the lava lamp.
Uh-huh.
You know, that just goes in, or like the beds. You know, it goes into your dwelling as something that you get when you look inside your dwelling, and then because there's no reason for that to... I mean, I had to do some horse shit with the images to even make that take up the huge amount of space it takes up.
Right.
So there's really no reason for it. But in order to do that, I have to write some code to automatically shift it over into other people's into people's campsites that already have it. And I need to write a new set of code that works for beds, like, because you put it in there and it's like a decoration or whatever, and then confirm for you to, you know, if you want to put in some new decorations that we come up with in the future, you have to get rid of your feng shui or whatever. I really like that as a design space, because it's, you know, stuff we can put in there that's kind of consumable, and it's kind of like, you know, especially with the beds giving you some passive bonuses, it's kind of like a new equipment slot, but not one that's at all confusing, not one that introduces any new mechanics. It's just like, it's there if you know about it, but it doesn't seem like anything powerful or complicated if you don't know.
Yeah, I think the mechanic that we came up with for the spin solar items, and that they break, just makes that design space really fun to play around with.
And yeah.
Play around with it, we should.
So anyway, you know, we've got precedent for the bed stuff that doesn't break. We've got precedent for stuff that does break, and so, you know, it's just figuring out sane ways to, like, categorize things, you know, so that people, at least once people understand it, they kind of know what to expect out of new things. That's going to be a little challenging, but you know, the Spinzers thing, I don't think that's ever going to have to not stack with anything else, because it's an item of the month, you know. Yeah. So those can be sort of arbitrary. And they actually got they actually gained some gameplay relevance when we had, when I put in the free resting with the Disco Bandit nap skills. I was curious as to what that was actually going to do. It's one of those things where I'm like, you know, I remember the days when I would just make changes without considering their implications, and everybody talks about how those were the golden days, so I'm just going to start randomly typing shit into the script. No. Not really going to do that.
But it is nice occasionally to just do stuff and then see what people make of it.
Yeah. Missing Number says, another Comic-Con is over. How's that Swamp content you guys hinted at earlier? ETA? You know, I feel like the whole point of that was to have something that we could just crank out in like a week, right? And I think that one of these Mondays I just need to say, okay, here's this zone. Now, Riff and Scully need some attack texts on these monsters, and I'll come up with some items for them to drop, describe them, and figure out what they do, and then it's rolling out. And just, that's it. You know, it's more wanting to have a coherent framework in my head for moving forward in the future, and I think that that's probably a bad idea at this point. We should probably just start putting out the ideas that we do have for it, and see what happens. There is a lot of back-end artwork support necessary for it, and I just haven't gotten around to doing it. There's some stuff that I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to make it look right, and it's going to require some animation effort from Hot Stuff, and it's just like, you know, it's I'm thinking about it in my head, and it seems really awesome, but the fact that it seems really awesome makes it seem kind of daunting, and so I just haven't gotten started. But I have been hard at work on some super secret stuff. So, Madison14 says, I never would have thought you would use the same mechanic for two different puzzles twice. Promise me that the next puzzle, and there better be a next puzzle, has no summoning at all. Well, the thing is, the summoning is a handy place that just accepts some arbitrary text from the player. You know, I mean, if we have it, we have a puzzle that, you know, the puzzle is solved theoretically outside the context of the game, right? And we need there to be some way to try out answers. And something like, it seems like the demon summoning was a more interesting way to handle that than, say, something that you have to type into chat or something, you know, like weird and extra meta like that. But yeah, fine. Plus the demon summoning was meant to be like a puzzly or hard to acquire kind of thing, you know? So that's sort of what the deal is there, but I don't know. Hot 7 have been talking about more puzzle stuff. Trying to come up with some frameworks where we can do that kind of thing with little effort. We always say that, though.
Well, there are plenty of things that we could do with little effort. But then we never want to just do something with little effort.
Yeah, we're never satisfied with something unless we're kind of, you know, not necessarily outdoing ourselves, but at least doing ourselves.
Yeah.
You never have that problem. There's never a period of time where you're not doing yourself.
Then occasionally I have to eat and shit.
That's true. Occasionally you have to eat and shit.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah, it saves time.
Kimmy says, I'm encountering problems with my cotton candy carny. When 100% healed, it's still saying I gain X HP and MP instead of dropping pillows and whatnot. Bug? Now, if you listen to the Thursday show, I explained why that happens. There is a limit to the amount of chunks of cotton candy that you can get in a day, because we didn't want to just giving one to you every other combat if you were fighting way below your depth and just not using any skills or taking any damage. So there are times when it could heal you, but instead it gives you the item because you don't need that much healing. And when that happens, and it decides not to give you the item because you've gotten too many of them already today, I just have it heal you just in case. And what I should probably do is write a little more logic in there so that it doesn't do that when you are completely full. Because then it wouldn't seem like it's a bug. It is actually the intended behavior, but I can understand why you would think it looks like a bug. The quantity bid in one store has the alt text, put this number of item into your store. Use grammar, please. Never!
Never to grammar is we using.
I don't even know what script that's in. Put this. I'm grepping put this. Oh, manage store. Ah! Put this number... Wait, so what? Put this number of this item? Put this many items?
Yeah.
Put this many items into your store. I'm not even sure why... Why this thing has an alt tag? I think maybe Xenophobe wrote that, and he always makes things all blind friendly. It's like he cares about the handicapped. Are we at break time?
Yeah, we can be at break time if you like. We'll be back in 12 minutes of a zero mashup.
Sweet.
I don't want to be first in line to see Mrs. Train. I expect that it doesn't matter to Mrs. Train. Being comfortable with yourself and being patient and taking your time are the things that Mrs. Train can understand. I've never seen a train like this before, but then again, there's never been a train like this before, like Mrs. Train. And someone's got to be the one to declare that they wanna be next in line to see Mrs. Train. But I don't want to be first in line to see Mrs. Train. I expect that it doesn't matter to Mrs. Train. Being patient and taking your time for things the train can understand. And I'll be happy when I finally take her hand. There's never been a train like this before. Someone's got to be the one at the head of the line to first see Mrs. Train. But I'm not in any rush to head the line, and so the line has a missing hand. And I don't want to be first in line to see the missing hand. I expect that it doesn't matter to the missing hand. Being patient and taking your time with things that a head can understand. And I'll be happy when I finally take its hand. There's never been a head like this before. Someone's got to be the one at the head of the line to first see the missing hand. But I'm not in any rush to have the line, and so the line has a missing head. And I don't want to be first in line to see the missing head. I expect that it doesn't matter the missing head. Being patient and taking your time, things that head can understand. And I'll be happy when I finally take its hand. And I don't want to be first in line to see the missing head. I expect that it doesn't matter the missing head. Being patient and taking your time, things that head can understand. And I'll be happy when I finally take its hand. I don't want to be first in line to the missing head. I expect that it doesn't matter the missing head. Being patient and taking your time, things that head can understand. And I'll be happy when I finally take its hand.
You don't forget.
When I get this part, will the next one be the same? Will I be wondering if I'm awake? There's a lot to close out to bed, and something else besides my head's going from my head. Can someone tell me how, but how much longer now am I awake? When I get through this day, can someone tell me how, but how much longer now am I awake? Can someone tell me how, but how much longer now am I awake? When I get through this day, can someone tell me how, but how much longer now am I awake? I don't remember the time when there was a sleep, but the after effect left me paralyzed. I just stare with my one glass eye, hoping you won't be back again. There's a whole new generation waiting to be led by you.
That sounded really weird because I had turned the volume all the way down.
Oh.
Anyway, what's going on?
Not much. I relaxed for a bit and I peed. What did you do during the break?
I think I did pee. And I also climbed all the stairs we have in our house.
Huh.
Because my wife was on the top floor.
And you had to pee on your wife?
Yeah. Well, it's hotter that way.
Uh-huh. King Pickle says, "Hey, Jick, I think we should have a CCAL text Fox adving in the Orc Kazam / 69 adv."
Good lord.
And, I never read people's typos out loud unless there are more typos in a sentence than there are words. Okay, so I think we should have special text for adventuring in the Orc Chasm for 69 adventures. Is that
right?
What you think that means, man?
Actually, I think we should just add a CCAL text box.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what
or
it would
as a fecal, familiar. Fecal text socks.
Hmm.
That'd be a good baseball team. Because, you know, with the SOX thing.
the fecal text socks.
Yeah. Sewer Gnome says, haven't ascended since first Arbor Day. Have two sapling bags in inventory. Spent over 100 adventures with each last Arbor Day. Worth waiting for the final bag so I can use all three together? No, you're only going to be disappointed because we thought of that, and you don't get more than one reward. Sorry, kids. I mean, sorry. Sithri with three or Gna zero with three. Blizzbob says, I'm getting traffic from other clans' editions of Hobopolis when using the old chat system. I don't use the old system, but I was curious what it looked like, so fix that. Meaning there / Hobopolis channels. Okay. That I need to put in the to-do thread, too, because one of these days, to the moon, old chat.
I was thinking that we ought to... Is that chat program something that you wrote from scratch, or is it built on somebody else's base?
They're both. I wrote them both from scratch.
So I think you should license your chat to Soul Raver.
You think?
Yeah, because their chat is decent. The guy did a good job writing a little chat client, but he'd have a far, far easier time of it and could do other stuff with his game if he could just use Loathing Chat.
I mean, it would be impossible to embed anywhere else. I mean, all of the features are so ingrained in KOL's code base that it, yeah. I could write a version of it that was portable, but it would be a lot of work.
Hmm.
Have you been playing Soul Raver?
Here and there, yeah. Here and there.
I need to hop back on there. I remember just being kind of confused when I started and not being entirely sure what was a place to adventure and what wasn't, and most of the things I clicked on didn't do anything. So I don't know what was going on. I might just not understand what was happening. But I'm curious. I wanna be a hippie. I think I am a hippie.
I think I'd pick a goth.
You what?
I think I picked a goth. Actually, I'm sure I picked a goth.
No, Anam says, did you hear that they're bringing back Schlitz beer? Only in certain areas, though. One of them is Minneapolis, I think.
Huh.
Yeah, one of them is Minneapolis. Maybe they sell it at that naked sushi joint.
Yeah. I think I've been seeing billboards for that, which was like, in the 70s, the girls were hotter, the cars were cooler, and beer tasted awesome, like Schlitz.
Huh. So, I don't know what... Okay, so... Schlitz was, like, good. The regular beer is still produced, though, in relatively small quantities by the Pabst Brewing Company, right? So you can still get Schlitz everywhere. But then it says, Schlitz reintroduced the original 1960s formula along with a new television advertising campaign in 2008, relaunching it in Chicago, Florida, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means that it's different than the Schlitz that you can get here. Like, it's not easy to find, but it's possible. I mean, I've had plenty of Schlitz living in Phoenix over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I even made a little game about it on Asymmetric. It wasn't really a game. It was some things that you would click on and it would give you messages. That's not the basis for a game!
Wasn't the whole deal with that, though, that you never found any Schlitz? Because I don't think I...
No, I did eventually find some Schlitz.
Oh, okay. I forget that.
I wrote a song about it. You don't remember the song about it?
I remember the song. Sure.
Yeah, that was the song I wrote because I found some Schlitz.
Who could forget that song?
Who could forget it? I wish I there's got to be an MP3 of that song on the internet somewhere. I'm pretty proud of that song, actually. I listened to that and I'm like, wow, you know, I sung and I played the guitar and I didn't fuck up at any point. And I'm like, cool. Well, see, I should ditch this game designer thing and go for a music career.
I think your Don't Fall on a Cactus is still a gem.
I don't record a lot of music, Mr. Skullhead, but when I record some, yeah.
I will still listen to Don't Fall on a Cactus. Just occasionally, we'll get the urge to hear it. But I will also still listen to Where Have All the Flowers Gone.
Yeah, no, that is pretty awesome, though. You better tell old Bill that the flowers are gone.
Hurry up, and.
God. We were fun when we were kids.
I think we tried to write a song about how we used to be cool, and
yeah.
we're not cool anymore, and we weren't even cool enough to finish the song.
Yeah, that's the truth. Enemy Lasagna says, can there be some indication as to what pressing the back tick will make you do? It's annoying to go back to the game and pressing the button only to find that it makes me run away. What? There should not be a case where back tick does anything other than adventure again. If that button makes you run away, then something is wrong. Dragonstrider says, I'd really love to see Flavor of Magic abilities work with Fearful Fettuccine. I just find the spell damage caps a little bit trying at times. Now, it's not going to make any sense for there to be Fearful Fettuccine that isn't spooky. I understand that you want, as a Postomancer, an uncapped damage spell that is entirely elemental, but that's just not something that Postomancers have. So there are uncapped elemental damage spells that you can get by buying those books from Hobopolis, and those, if you get them all, you don't even have to have Flavor of Magic. You can just do uncapped elemental spell damage of any flavor. They're expensive, but they're worth it in a long fight. Putinesca says, in bird form I can use skills granted by items, e.g. Creepy Grin, but not skills granted by outfits, e.g. Hobopolis outfits. This seems a little inconsistent. Wait, really? That does not seem right to me. Because there isn't really any difference between skills granted by items and skills granted by outfits. All conditional skills should be showing up. Can somebody verify that that's actually happening, and it wasn't just that you didn't have enough mana for that one or something? Because that really should be working. Noah M says, what would you do if somebody won the lottery and donated some insane amount of money, like $100,000, besides get another solid gold something or other? I don't know.
I'd
put a down payment on buying a condo in San Diego so that we always have somewhere to stay for Comic-Con without it costing anything. And,
that would probably be a sound investment.
Rental, and as a sort of rental property when we weren't using it. I've been thinking about that.
Hmm.
You know, just getting, you know, waiting a while and saving up some down payment money out of the security blanket and seeing what we could do. If we went a little bit further away than the one that we've been staying at, it's probably within the company's capacity to get like a 3-bedroom condo somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't get us to the point where that was the only place we needed to stay, I don't think that it would be worth it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't take too much rental income to make it so paying a mortgage on a condo there would save us money in the long run over renting places for Comic-Con. It would probably require renting it as a vacation rental for 4 months out of the year, I would say. But I think that that's something that, especially given that I'm sure, because we have dealt with a lot of them, that there are property management companies in San Diego that do exactly that. Anyway, it would, now that's something I'm considering doing. If somebody gave us an extra $100,000, that is something that I would probably act on right away.
And then we could just keep 3 or 4 bicycles there if it's going to be farther away than the condo this year.
That's true. One thing that my wife pointed out when she was looking around is that getting a place that is on the same trolley line, that is a quick walk to the same trolley line as the convention center, seems like it would be an even better idea and even better deal than the place we get now.
Right.
Because I think there is that trolley right outside the place where we were staying this year, but I don't think it's the same line. I think you have to transfer, and that just makes it take longer than just walking. But I don't know. Is there any place to park bicycles at the convention center?
There had to have been bike racks. Bike racks somewhere. Surely.
Yeah. God, these speakers that I put up on this new desk have that horrible cell phone interference thing, and it's super frustrating. Hey, to anybody listening to the radio show, do you know if there's anything that you can wrap around the friggin' cables that will stop that from happening? Like lead foil?
Maybe you should just get some of those $1,000 monster cables.
Yeah, these aren't even cables that you can replace, though. It's one of those sets of speakers that's like a little bitty subwoofer and two little satellite speakers. And
oh, yeah.
there's the thick cables that look like PS2 cables that just come right out of the satellite speakers and plug into a port on the subwoofer. And from what I've seen online, it's not that the speakers themselves aren't shielded, it's that those cables pick up interference.
Huh.
And it's just, it's frustrating. I can't sit at this desk with my phone in my pocket, or every few seconds it's just like, and if I'm talking on the phone, it's just this constant, and it's loud no matter how loud the speakers are turned up, which is fucked up. Yes.
Oh, that's just cool. Apparently, GameSetWatch.com put us at number 4 on the 20 most addictive browser games.
Really? What are the other 3?
Dino Run, it's a Pixel Jam joint. The Grow series, K-Dice, which that's kind of odd. We were just talking about that. And then us. Samaras is down at...
Was that posted recently?
Number 15 or something.
Oh, wow, it was.
Yeah, thanks a lot, GameSetWatch.
Yeah, neat.
That was posted today.
Huh.
We've still got...
You know, I think that even if we continue to not see boosts in signups significantly from doing Comic-Con, just the getting us out into the press like this, because we've had just an unprecedented amount of press and an uncoveraged amount of coverage in the last month. And it has to be the few things that were written as a direct result of Comic-Con just kind of popping us back out into... Although, you know, the Escapist article might have more to do with it than anything.
That's possible. I didn't notice
that... In fact, we came in on the tails of that actual press release, which we should really start doing press releases every time we add something significant.
Yeah.
Because it did cost nothing, and it generated a lot of press and goodwill, so...
Yeah, the Comic-Con... I saw a Comic-Con boost before the Escapist article came out.
Yeah, no,
so
yeah,
I think
they definitely
we did get
was.
One. We got
yeah,
a
was,
bigger
it was
boost
a little
than last
but there was nothing like the first year. The first year, we got probably a 40% increase in signups that lasted for a couple of months after Comic-Con. And the last couple of Comic-Cons, it's just been like a couple of days, which is weird. Okay. I'm really curious as to what the Gen Con thing is going to do.
Oh, do we still need to make the Gen Con item?
Yeah, I have an idea that I'll get that put in and then I'll see if anybody else wants to kind of fill stuff in. So it kind of it's a bag that yields a handful of little things rather than just one kind of simple souvenir.
Yeah,
sort of like a little starter kit kind of thing. But I've basically got ideas for everything except one thing, so I'll do that and then I'll post what I did.
Cool. Badger says that werewolf vampire bromance thing from last week is one of the funniest things I've heard. Yeah, yes it was. And with all this vampire talk, I thought I should ask you about Bram Stoker's Dracula. Did either of you guys read it? I have tried maybe 5 or 6 times to read Bram Stoker's Dracula. Like, the first time I think I made it a chapter. The second time I was reading it on Bartleby.com or Bartleby.org while I had a really boring job. And even my boring job was less boring than that, and I only made it maybe 2 more chapters in. It just kind of never gets going. It's one of those like Victorian era novels where all the action is really, really subsumed and kind of described as if it happened to someone, and then was told to somebody else, and then was told to somebody else, kind of thing. And that just doesn't work for horror. I've never made it more than a page into Frankenstein either.
I've never even tried.
But American Gods. He also says, speaking of reading things, I finished American Gods last week. Your thoughts, Mr. Skullhead? Awesome.
American Gods just charges right along.
You know what else you should read?
Anansi Boys.
You bastard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm eventually, the next time I want to reread that, I'm just going to buy a copy of it. So I think you can, at this point, consider that your copy.
Okay, sweet.
And read it at your leisure.
It's in a box. It's been a fucking year, and I still haven't unpacked my books in this new house.
Oh, because you haven't made the bookshelves, or had the bookshelves made?
Yeah, I haven't. I either have to spend a whole bunch of time or a whole bunch of money, and I just haven't been particularly motivated to do either on that.
Yeah.
This is just have this whole room that's not doing anything, which is... a little annoying. Let's see. Badger says, if each player's game is an alternate world, can there be a certain knife that's able to cut holes to other universes? Ha 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 ha!
That was a pretty subtle reference.
It was. Were you the one that... you said you liked the first book better than the second, better than the third?
I would say I liked the first book better than the second and third, and the third better than the second.
Huh. Yeah. I feel like I had the sort of opposite. I think that the second one was my favorite, and then the first one, and then the third. Although I guess the third one is... The second one was your least favorite? Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the His Dark Materials trilogy that Philip Pullman wrote, and it's like this really interesting world that he sets up in the first book. Then the second book took me a year to finish, because I read the first half of it and just got really bored because it's not set in that awesome world that he created. And then the third book reads like he should have maybe made it three books. So you get a lot of things that seem to happen too fast and things that happen while the author's camera is pointing somewhere else, kind of thing.
Hmm. I don't know. I really enjoyed the second one a lot. I don't know. You know, maybe it's just something that I like out of books that you don't necessarily like in books. While I agree that he did a good job of setting up the world in the first one, I feel like it took me a year to read the first one, right? Because he sets up this awesome world in which nothing happens for like 200 pages. You know, all
I don't know about
doing,
that. Like,
Myra's
running around and shit's going down.
Yeah, okay.
I was kind of immediately drawn into it in a way that, I mean, once I got into the second book, it was all right, but it took me 2/3 of the book to get drawn into it.
Yeah.
Linguini
Lad says, "Nope, I'm sorry, go on."
Linguini Lad says, "Juggalos for life, yo." Thank you for that.
Indeed.
Clemenceau asks if either of us are attending PAX. I'm pretty sure I'm not. Are you planning on going this year?
Yeah, I am, because I got in with the mini bosses again. I'm either going by myself or I'm going with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're same this year as last year. He was able to get us an extra hotel room by saying that they needed, not that anyone should know this, by just, you know, basically we're on their coattails.
Cool.
Is what's happening. We're their entourage. But no, it was nice because last year it was fun because I was able to only go to PAX when there was basically no one else there, which was kind of perfect for me. Because I know that a lot of people go there specifically because they like the sitting around in hallways with hundreds of other people playing DSs.
Yeah.
But I can kind of do without that, you know. If it was like South by Southwest, if it took place in a whole bunch of bars, then that might be fun, right? Just if like all the bars in a town were just filled with nerds for a weekend. But I've never found convention centers to be particularly welcoming or comfortable.
True. Although finding that little veranda out back at Comic-Con this year made all the difference. It was just a place to escape where there was hardly ever anybody, and we could sit down and chill out.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, smoking areas, I feel like they probably set that up as a fairly large smoking area back when more people smoked.
Fairly deserted.
That was nice. It's crazy. It's crazy how you would go out there and it was like, you know, why isn't everyone here? It's so free from the crush of people inside.
It was only crowded when the SCA guys were doing their mock battles. Mike Liviar says, I should probably mention this to you that I did this. Is the thermos full of knob chicory so close to coffee that I think it tastes like coffee? My favorite booze still has coffee instead of chicory. Also, what's coffee? So today somebody asked, there was a typo in the Knob Goblin lunchbox, and that made me think of the thermos full of coffee that we intended to make the thermos full of chicory.
I'm glad you did that, because
so I kept
intending to do it, but I probably wasn't going to get around to it. I don't know what the deal is in the favorite thing, though. Maybe that's using... damn you, putty! Damn you to hell! Let me log back in. Let me push the item name thing out and see if that fixes it. I don't know that it does, but honestly, that's an Xenophobe boat, so it may well work in a more efficient way that does require that. All right. Give this 10 seconds and then see if it's still like that. Is it somebody who wrote that is still in there?
In their consumption.
Who is it?
Mike Liviar.
Mike Liviar, huh? Is that all one word?
There's an underscore in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It works on favorite booze now, so I think that's working out the same thing. Okay. Thank you for taking care of that.
No sweat.
Are you jumping way ahead on the questions?
I did. I don't know how I got this far down, but I thought we haven't answered very many questions, so I thought I'd look at some of today's.
I think we'll still get through them all, because there's not a whole lot left. Bobby Adventurous says, how long has Riff been playing Phoenix Wright games? They're awesome. Have you ever played any of the Phoenix Wright games?
No.
I cannot get into it. Gray White Nerd says, are you now or have you ever been taking the hobbits to Isengard?
No. Not so much.
Linguini Lad says, please promise me that you guys will do shows twice a week for a while. I need my fix of the Jick Show. There's not going to be one on Thursday because I'm going to be on an airplane again. And I haven't been on an airplane in months. Yeah.
But you have been on an airplane before.
That's true. Mui Loco says, I have a question. What does Jick sound like? I have an answer. Fred Savage by the Wizard.
Nice. Very nice.
Would you be more inclined to allow a skill to wield two-handed weapons with one hand if it could only be done with swords behind inappropriate prepositions? Yes.
Would having two of them equipped mean that they cancel each other out?
No. It would just make it easier to equip one. Because you could also have a shield. Prancy Pants says, wouldn't it be nice to be able to cook pizzas into calzones? I've never wanted to eat a calzone. I looked at that and I'm just like, Just the idea of a calzone. It's like, whatever. It's like a hot pocket the size of a fucking tractor tire.
I used to do that with Totino's party pizzas. I would just fold them in half and eat them.
Yeah, like a taco?
Yep. Well, I had like a rock.
Like a rot?
No, like a rock.
Stand and narrow straight?
Yeah, like Bob Seger would eat them. That was what I did.
I see. Okay. And if they got cold, he could heat them up using the fire down below.
Right.
Yeah. He could use them to give him extra energy for making his night moves.
After using up all his energy turning pages, I don't know.
Old
time rock and roll.
Listening to that old time rock and roll. Yeah. And that's it. I'm out of Bob Seger. My parents used to listen to a lot of Bob Seger, though.
I kind of feel
good.
I enjoyed Night Moves. Sure, it has that "What's in High School" awesome thing that I always enjoy. But that's all the Bob Seger I need. I liked Metallica's cover of "Turn the Page."
Did you?
Yeah, even though I'm not supposed to like anything Metallica does because they pissed off the internet.
The reason that I honestly don't have any problem with Metallica at all. I think that they're probably douchebags, but, you know, a lot of bands that I like are probably douchebags. I just, that cover, like, I don't, it kind of irritates me. Like, the Alien Ant Farm cover of Smooth Criminal, like, if you're going to cover something, do it in a different style or add anything to it, you know?
See, I'm okay with the just making it heavier, which is what they did with Turn the Page, just kind of adding more crunch to it and a different voice.
Yeah.
I agree that's
fair enough, I guess. But
I agree that the Smooth Criminal cover was superfluous because Smooth Criminal is kind of a perfect song. It's like somebody who's not Janis Joplin doing Piece of My Heart or Bobby McGee.
Yeah.
Just doesn't need to happen.
And the thing that bothers me the most about the Alien Ant Farm one is they just like change the melody in one spot for no reason at all. It's like, no, we didn't want this song to be right. so we're good. The only thing we're going to do is fuck it up on purpose. Because they could add some, like, onto the end of every note, like you like doing with songs.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I do with songs.
Yeah. I'm picky about music, man.
Yeah.
But I'm not picky about the music, man. I need to watch The Music Man again, because I remember, I have bits of the songs, I get them stuck in my head all, but like the Gary, Indiana thing, I have no fucking idea why that stuck with me. Like the ending, the sort of ending riff of that Gary, Indiana song.
Just, I don't think I've heard any of the Music Man music, which is weird, because I'm way gayer than you.
I think you have, because I think there's a song that I never knew was in the Music Man. It's like a pretty well-known song.
76 Trombones.
Was that in the Music Man?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, okay. I did not know that, but I know that song. That was like, my grandmother was fond of that song. I think that maybe my grandpa was either really into the movie The Music Man or put on a production of it at a high school somewhere or something. That would have made sense. He was a band director at the high school, so maybe the drama group or whatever did that, and he directed the band in it. That would make sense. Anyway, I need to see that. Valkyrie Singer says, "What kind of program do you use to host the radio? I use Skype to talk to Mr. Skullhead. Are you still using Winamp to broadcast?"
I am. I'm actually going to have to eventually hit you up for the upgrade for SAM, because SAM 3 has just stopped working.
Really?
Yeah, I had to reinstall it because it stopped loading the user interface. Like, it would load and show up in my taskbar and everything, but if I clicked on it, it just wouldn't be there. I could right-click on the system tray and do it, but yeah. Huh. And the reinstall
just price. Can you buy just the upgrade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that can't possibly cost that much. That.
Yeah.
So, let's see. It still bugs me that there's not any way to use Skype with Sam.
There isn't, because there are plenty of ways, but there's no good way.
Yeah.
My favorite suggestion was to use a laptop running Skype and put that sound into your audio in port with a cable. And when I asked how to do this, I was thinking more of like a software solution. There's some.
I mean, I can understand why it doesn't work, because it's treating the mic. It's pre-processing everything that comes in.
Yeah.
You know, which is why you can lower your voice and slow stuff down from the microphone. You know, I'm sure it makes it easier for them to like crossfade stuff and stuff like that. But it's just a little frustrating. Then again, how many people need that application?
True.
We should just go. What kind of server / site? I don't actually know anything about the server side stuff. I know that they pay for some sort of stream hosting, and they pay by the slot.
As do we all.
But I'm bummed. Let's see. Lycan says, "What would happen if somebody used the odor extractor against an ultra rare monster? Would they dramatically increase their chances of finding that monster again?" No, they wouldn't. Temporary Man says, "The gut is the most painful area a guy can get shot in. Don't you mean in which a guy can get shot? Hey, it was good enough for Harvey Keitel. It's good enough for me."
No, we're allowed to do that on Direct Quotes. Although, what I said in the forum thread was, we only use the don't end a sentence in a preposition rule when it enables us to do really awkward construction.
Right.
So, it's kind of a meta joke.
We tend to just correct ourselves and media.
Yeah, it's another excuse for virtual hand-wringing, which is what a lot of our humor comes from.
From whence a lot of our humor comes.
Right. Virtual hand-wringing was one of the shittiest Wii games, by the way.
What's that?
Virtual hand-wringing.
Yeah.
You just hold the Wiimote in one hand and the nunchuck in the other and just kind of move
it. You have to rotate them in different directions.
Uh-huh.
You know what I saw part of the other day was the censored for cable version of Pulp Fiction.
I would actually like to see that. I kind of missed it.
Yeah. I saw it from, I think when I flipped it on, it was the scene where the guy in the bathroom with the gun is like sweating, listening to the Bible quote and getting ready to jump out and shoot. Oh, no, no. Okay, it started on Butch riding away on the motorcycle. And then I watched it until they got to, until the wolf showed up at Jimmy's. And there were huge scenes that were just skipped rather than censored.
Huh.
You don't, it makes absolutely no sense if you haven't seen it.
Hmm.
And also, they did not censor nigger. It was just nigger, 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 nigger.
Wow.
Just like in the movie, with no change at all. And a lot of stuff that was, in my mind, just generally considered significantly less offensive than that, taken out.
Hmm.
Like, you know, can't say goddamn, but you can say nigger, which is... Alright. I mean, far be it for me to tell people how to censor shit, because I don't care, but, like, it's just one of those, like...
That is strange.
Violence, but no sex things, you know?
Because there are plenty of publications and whatnot, like, I think The Onion in their... You know, in their city pages, kind of part of the paper Onion, will say just about anything, but I'll bet that they would dash out nigger.
Yeah.
So if somebody said, you know, I want to fuck your tits, you cocksucking, ass-munching nigger, that nigger right. would be the only word in there that was taken out.
Right. Fluko says, do you plan on making more dungeons like Hobopolis in the future? Yes.
We were going to make more in the past because that would save time, but then we didn't do that.
Okay. XmoodX says, hey, is there any new content in the works? Things seem to be really stale as of late. Yeah, it's weird how a big blast of work will get everybody's stale-o-meter kind of stretched out of whack. You need to hit the tear button. You know, T-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
So zeroed out again. The stuff that I'm working on technically consists of content, and it won't be a big deal. You know, the goal is to still have at least one noteworthy addition per week. I forget what we did last week. You know, some weeks they're going to be something really simple. I honestly just don't remember what we did last week.
Dude, I barely remember what happened 5 minutes ago.
Oh, the bad moon perma unlock was 1 week ago. So that was significant.
Yeah, that was a substantial thing.
It obviously, if you don't play in bad moon, then it still counts as stale. But you know, I mean, if you don't play in bad moon and you don't have a clan, then we haven't done anything in months.
When did Hobopolis roll?
It was in June, wasn't it? It was like mid-June.
Yeah, wasn't that long ago, people. Come on.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of things that I thought that I was going to be able to get done in San Diego, I wasn't able to get done, and then, you know, there's just been... shit comes up, you know? There's always this big chunk of the year, and I don't really understand this. It's weird to me that we always end up with some giant thing getting finished in June. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's happened too many times for there to not be some pattern that we could be aware of. I feel like there's always kind of a lull during this part of the year, and then we like kick in really hard for Crimbo, and then sort of ride that momentum out to finish up a lot of huge things in the first half of the year.
Uh-huh.
You know. Because, I mean, I'm leaving for Gen Con on Thursday, and then PAX, like, 2 weeks after that. And then there's Con in September.
Yeah.
So.
It is weird that we accomplished so much in June. With the, you know, the big content familiar, and the, you know, and Hobopolis came out in June. And
I think part of it is that, I feel like there are certain... You are capable of really rallying and getting a whole lot of shit done if you are resigned to just being in get a whole lot of shit done mode for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but you can't do it all the time,
yeah.
You know, and you can't do it one day out of every 2 weeks for an entire year, you know. I mean, like at some point, it's just kind of crunch time or crunch time popcorn.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And productive.
Yeah, I don't know. Slinky DMC Man says, No More Heroes is awesome, just finished it today. Eh. I think that I could just probably watch some highlights on YouTube.
That was one that I'm starting to trust Yahtzee for reviews.
Really?
And it kind of the opposite way that I trust, say, Roger Ebert for a review, where, like, Ebert can praise a movie in a way that will convince me that I really don't want to see it. And I think that Yahtzee can give almost a resoundingly negative review of a game that he enjoyed playing, and it comes across such.
Right.
So I kind of trust him more than someone who gives an overwhelmingly glowing review, which is all I used to trust for game reviews. So,
right.
Like, he's told me exactly the ways in which No More Heroes pissed him off, and he still had fun playing it, so.
Yeah. I found a lot of things confusing about it. I never, like the whole, you know, power-ups that you accumulate over time, I never really figured out what the fuck was going on with that. It has that same kind of, like, weird J-pop-y interface thing that, like, The World Ends With You on the DS has, where part of the aesthetic style is just that there is so much shit going on at once that it's completely just sensory overload. And that, it's, I don't know, it's a little weird.
So
I got the, oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's something that I kind of enjoyed in, like, the God of War games.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're never quite sure how the buttons you're pressing are corresponding to all the crazy shit he's doing on screen.
Right.
But as long as pressing buttons makes that stuff keep happening fairly effortlessly, it didn't bother me.
I keep trying to play through God of War, and I keep, you know, I'll play for a couple hours and then just put it down and never come back to it. I don't know why I do, you know, I don't have the stamina to just sit and play, you know, a 6-hour session one day and a 6-hour session the next day to beat something.
Yeah.
You know, my attention span is, and it's not even this, like, oh, I'm getting older and I don't have time to play video games. It's like, I'm getting older and I don't have as much of an attention span as I used to when I was a kid, which seems like the opposite of what would happen.
There's just enough that I want to do in a given day that I'll hardly ever get to just play in video games.
Yeah.
I got lawns to mow and dishes to wash. I mean, cars to fix up.
Right. Mini Size Me says, do you have any Flight of the Conchords references in the game?
Eh,
too soon.
Yeah, give it 20 years.
There is a flight of that. Yeah, there's. At some point, I made the Ramashalaka Laka Ravi Shankar joke in an item description.
Good.
Valkyrie Singer says, I'm told if I change my name to Naked Jew, then you will definitely answer my question. Is this true? No.
Do we answer disproportionate number of Naked Jew's questions?
I don't think so. I think it's just that he sends a lot of questions, and we tend to answer some of them.
Yeah, the law of averages, just for every question you really want us to answer, send like 10 others that you don't care if we answer, and we'll invariably never pick the one you actually want answered, but hey, at least you'll get your
Zim says, Dear Jake, can a gazebo be itemized in-game, maybe as a monster or a camp god item in homage to the tale of Eric and the Dread Gazebo? You know, I just don't think that story is funny. And I, you know, like, Hot Stuff was like, oh, that thing, that scene is hilarious. That exchange is hilarious. And everybody talks about it like it's, you know, like it's as funny as the Dead Alewives Dungeons and Dragons thing or whatever. And it's like something that gets referenced all the time. And I just don't think that it's funny. Like, I for some reason, maybe it's just that comedy that is based on exploiting a misunderstanding in a kind of mean way is not funny. What's that terrible short story that gets read at fantasy conventions when people play the game where they see how much of it they can read without laughing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's some shit. Fusilla Band knows. Again, I just don't think that's funny. I don't, you know. Underfoot says, the scene in Serenity you guys were talking about was described at another point, and the doctor said he paid other people to do it, and then Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, Breaking River out, the only thing seen previously is in the pilot, where Mal finds River in the cryo unit. Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of there's one where they, like, they like mock up an ambulance spaceship to something.
That's a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's River into the hospital. Flashback. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they're smuggling her back in.
So they can check out her brain. Oh, the Eye of Argon, Fusili Bond says, is the other story you're thinking of.
Yeah.
I just read the Eric and the Dread Gazebo transcript. Encountering it without knowing that it's supposed to be a big deal, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
But if somebody had said, dude, you got to read this, it's freaking hilarious.
Okay. Maybe that was the problem. Data Vortex says, will the new high-level content currently in the works include special one-time first-arrival rewards like the pirate content did? Is that sort of event mechanic something we can expect to see more of? I don't know. You know, it's... I don't want to do too much of it, but I don't want to say that I'm not going to do any more of it. You know, I mean, it was something to try. It's weird that it took so long to play out, too, you know?
Yeah.
Because... that was a long time. Data Vortex says, if you were going to start a new game tomorrow, would you start it from the ground up so that it would be implemented both in the PC browser and work as a mobile game? You know, I might. If I was making a new game like this one that was still just illustrated text, then yeah, I might. I would probably try to abstract the output out to a greater extent and make it so we could do things like that. You know, make a much sort of lower screen real estate version of it, but probably if you know the next game we make is probably not going to look like AOL, because if we were going to make another game that looked like AOL, why wouldn't we just use the ideas and content that we had for that in AOL?
True that.
Even if we did the space version of KOL that did just play like a turn-based browser game, I think that I would still want somebody else to do the art. You know, so that there could actually be some art.
Mm-hmm. We have Dylan once was talking about doing some 3D animated stick figures and I said, oh, for like a platformy version of KOL or something, and he said, no, for cutscenes that you could then maybe link to on the homepage, just like here's something a fan did, and I thought, no, what we need to do is add cutscenes to the game.
Yeah.
And we need to add them for the most frequently done and mundane things, like every time you click the beanstalk, you get like a minute and a half cutscene of climbing the beanstalk.
That would be awesome.
Maybe just every building has a big dramatic entrance scene where it kind of looms in the background, you know, and you're highlighted in the foreground, and your cape blows in the wind, and we should also require everyone to have a cape equipped at all times.
Right, yeah. Somebody was asking, Frogger says, how come the plural of kiwi is kiwis? I think it is funny. It's that way because people like you think it is funny.
Yeah, because if only the singular fruit was called the kiwis and the plural was the kiwi, that would be ideal, but reality being what it is.
Yeah. Huh. And he says, how come porkwoise and kiwi have the same picture? They totally are not the same picture. It's weird every once in a while when I find myself just drawing the same thing that I've already drawn, and it ends up looking almost identical. Happens every once in a while. I'll catch myself doing that. Oh, Underfoot says, all it says is one or more of the items needed for the whatever custom outfit were not found. Huh. Spearmint says, no, right at 42 says, for Tiny Plastic Series 3, Chicken Friends. I've been resistant to... People had suggested that for... Didn't somebody write that in?
Write who in?
I feel like somebody, one of us, one of the staff, when writing one of the sets of Tiny Plastics, had considered doing Tiny Plastic versions of us.
I think that was in the first set. Somebody asked if we were going to do that.
maybe somebody asked if we were going to do it. I mean, I did, because I didn't want to do that. I didn't like that idea.
Yeah.
I, you know, when I think about it, I kind of don't like that Uncle Jack's brownie mix. But, yeah, not
you could just say that you were named after that item, not vice versa.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, yeah, Bernie Mac died.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Isaac Hayes and Bernie Mac both died in the same day, and they were both filming the same movie, but neither of their deaths was related to the movie, in theory. So they say.
Right.
And then I was a little sad about Isaac Hayes, but he's kind of old. Bernie Mac is just kind of, well, every death diminishes us all, I guess.
You know, I would have said that, except that I really, really liked him in Ocean's 11.
Hmm.
13. He was good in Bad Santa, too.
I'm still mad at him for Charlie's Angels, too.
Oh. Oh, weird. I don't know what this is. Uh-huh, online. On that YQM online, there are MP3s of the Schlitz song and the Cactus and Ode to Booze, which that's another thing I wish did not exist on the internet.
Dad, you did well with that.
Yeah, I know, but I sound like a faggot.
Yep, come to the dark side. Singing like you mean it.
LRPD says, did you guys hear about the GM who was fired from Age of Conan for cybering with a player? What would you do if you caught Riff doing this? I'd probably give him a raise.
Shit, is that all it takes?
Fire up.
Just start listening to Harem, for fuck's sake.
No, it doesn't apply to you. No. It only applies if I know that the staff member doesn't actually want to do it all the time.
Right.
That seems a little surprising. I mean, I guess I'm not really surprised. The GMs are probably like, you know, people remotely who are just getting paid for handling tickets or whatever, as opposed to people in staff. My only experiences with GMs and MMOs have been that fucking whenever I decide that a name in World of Warcraft pisses me off enough that I'm actually going to report it, it's always the same gay-ass bullshit where suddenly I get emotes from a GM, a gray wolf materializes from the mists and approaches you. Like, dude, seriously. We're not having a little RP fest here. I just want you to ban this guy named Poon Eater. He's calls you by the character name. And I only ever did it when I was playing a female character. So I felt even dumber talking to this douchebag. Because he's treating me like I'm a girl.
Oh, Riff points out that he's actually boning a player in Meat Space. And wondering what kind of raise he gets for that.
But aren't we all?
True. You know what's getting to me real quickly, because I know we have to get out of here? I just said Meat Space, and it got me thinking that cyberspace keeps popping up on news articles and shit. Like, from people who should know better. The NPR was interviewing the tech writer for, U.S. News and World Report. And he was doing an article on cyberspace and cybercrime in cyberspace, where cyber thieves are stealing your cyber shit on cyberspace line.
Right.
So, can't we all... And the other one was Norm Coleman and Al Franken to debate in cyberspace. So can we all just agree that there is no fucking cyberspace? That, you know, until it comes in the back of my head on a needle, it's the internet.
Yeah.
Possibly the internets or the Blago blog. Anyway, I speculum very politely, as he always does. He was like, hey, I'm ready whenever you are. Like, no, seriously, I can take it any time.
Sorry, kids. we started a few minutes late, so.
Yeah, it's all Facilibon's fault.
It is.
Everything, actually. All right, good night, folks.
Bye, everybody.